USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Early results from Russia's presidential election show President Vladimir Putin winning with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed with no real challengers to his re-election. At the same time, Putin is claiming that he had agreed to a prisoner swap involving imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny before he died. On Sunday, Putin was asked by NBC News. Putin said that he had agreed on the condition Navalny never returned to Russia. But unfortunately, Navalny died before the exchange could take place. Many in the West have accused Putin of assassinating Navalny. Former President Trump is explaining why he threatened during a political rally to allow Russia to attack NATO member nations if he's reelected.
When I said that and when I made that statement, I want to energize them to pay.
During a weekend interview with Fox News, Trump has pushed for years to change the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which was founded on the promise that U.S. military might and money would be devoted to protecting European security after World War II. Trump argues that European NATO member nations must commit more financial resources toward their own protection now because they should now be able to afford it. North Korea is firing more missiles over the sea. South Korea's military says a missile was fired early Monday local time. The missile test coincided with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to South Korea. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration is not backing off its support of Israel or Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He tells Fox News Sunday President Biden only wants to do everything possible to protect innocent lives in Gaza.
What we said is we will not support, cannot support, an operation in Rafah that doesn't have an executable, verifiable, achievable plan to take care of the 1.5 million people that are trying to find refuge in Rafah.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Former President Trump says he warned Russian President Vladimir Putin not to invade Ukraine. He made that comment while speaking with Fox News over the weekend, also claiming Russia never would have invaded had he been reelected president in 2020.
I would have negotiated a deal. I don't even know if I would have had to negotiate. They never would have attacked while I was president.
Ukraine's running out of ammunition and resources in the battle as U.S. aid has hit a roadblock in Congress. Meanwhile, the world learned of Putin's recent reelection to the top office in Russia, meaning the conflict with Ukraine will continue. Now everyone is happy when they are the subject of a Netflix documentary, USA's John Schaefer explains.
A father and son are suing Netflix for significant damages due to their portrayal in a documentary about the nationwide college admission scandal. John Wilson Sr. and Jr. filed the lawsuit last week claiming that Netflix unfairly associated them with others convicted of conspiracy and fraud for college admissions. While John Wilson Sr. had his conviction overturned on appeal, he argues that the 2021 film has still tarnished their reputations despite his innocence being proven.
Current leaders at the West Point Military Academy believe duty, honor, country is more of a motto than a mission statement, so they are making a change. From now on, the West Point mission statement will read simply Army Values. It's a noted effort toward more inclusivity. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.